Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. August 12th, Feast of St. Clare, Foundress of the Order of Poor Clares. First Prelude. Behold the saint in glory, surrounded by a vast number of children whom she has led to heaven. Second Prelude. Beg of her to obtain for you the spirit of your holy vocation. Point 1. St. Clare's Spirit of Generosity. Consideration. God called Clare to spread and perpetuate among women the spirit and austere rule of St. Francis, her fellow citizen. Her parents, who were of the highest rank in Assisi, wished to keep her in the world. But the saint, at the age of 18, fled from her father's house, had her long hair cut off, and was clothed in the habit of penance by St. Francis in the convent of Porciuncula. God rewarded this great generosity. He sent Clare a great number of companions, who formed the nucleus of the new order of which she was elected first abbess in 1212. After the example of their foundress, they all practiced austerities till then unknown among women. They went barefoot, slept on boards, kept perpetual abstinence, fasted a great part of the year, abstaining then even from milk, eggs, and fish. They wore a rough hair shirt and rose in the night to chant the divine office together. The saint found means of practicing still greater severities. Application. Of what is not generosity capable? It knows neither obstacles nor impossibilities. How mortified we should be, and what great progress we should make in virtue, if we were animated by it as St. Clare was. Point 2. St. Clare's Spirit of Poverty. Consideration. St. Clare's esteem for poverty was astonishing. She chose for herself the worst and meanest things in the house. She laid down in her constitutions that the life was to be a common one, that no sister, not even the superior, was to possess anything of her own, and that the community were to have no endowments, but always to subsist by their labor and the alms of the faithful. She firmly resisted Popes Gregory IX and Innocent IV, who wished her houses to have fixed revenues like those of other religious. When people said her poverty was exaggerated, she replied that Jesus Christ had understood and practiced it in this manner, and that if observed in this way, it would preserve her convents from relaxation, a worldly spirit, divisions, and views of personal interest. Application. Take into serious consideration the motives that the saint gave for her great esteem of evangelical poverty, and you will esteem and love it as she did. And, far from finding its observances too severe, you will continue to preserve it by your example, and to transmit it intact to those who come after you. How far have you contributed to this up to the present time? Point 3. St. Clare's Spirit of Piety. Consideration. St. Clare found consolation and strength in religious duties, in frequent communion, and in mental and vocal prayer, to which she gave a great part of the night. By her prayers, she miraculously preserved her convent from the invasion of the Saracens and the town of Assisi from great misery. She was so humble and grateful that she looked on herself as a debtor to her fellow citizens, from whom she and her community received their daily subsistence. She made it a rule to pray much for them. Application. We should also pray much for our benefactors, and try to make people of the world understand how much they owe to those holy beings who, hidden in their cloisters, raise their suppliant hands to heaven for them, and turn aside the punishments they have deserved by their sins.